Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
And Jaron Alley makes four in the all-time record books after that sterling six-touchdown effort Friday against top-ranked Bloomington North. Alley joining the likes of Dobby and Rex Grossman and Ben Chappell for throwing six touchdowns in one game, all three of the latter Monroe County Sport Hall of Famers. And now, Friday night, Alley, along with 24 other seniors, an opportunity to bring the Panthers their 18th overall sectional title and their third in a row, taking down Seymour for a second time this season.
Jaron's been really great, and you know, it's like I said, and I always say it, it doesn't feel sometimes that he's in his first year really truly starting, you know, because he looks like a veteran back there. He's waited for this moment, and he has not taken that for granted for sure. That being said, Jaron is ready to go. He knows what this game means, and he knows what our goals are. He was one of the ones that helped set it.
Gabe Johnson has watched Alley set a new all-time completions record of over 71%, 31 touchdowns now, 2,125 yards, only four picks. All told, with his six rushing touchdowns, Alley has accounted for 37 South touchdowns this season. 7 o'clock, Bullet Stadium down in Seymour. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So you say there's still a chance. You know, I liked some elements at Penn State back on Saturday, but Rod, you know, three straight runs? Come on, man.
First two runs didn't work. I would have passed it now. I mean, they didn't work, right? If they would have worked, it would have been awesome. But yeah, it's like any play call that you do. If it works, it's great. If it doesn't, you wish you'd done something else. So that's no different. Like I say, the first two didn't work the way we wanted them to, so you'd like to have them over now.
Saturday's another day, Rod Carey, and early week, 9-point dogs to the Badgers who are coming in. You know, we look at this thing and what is left. Why not? I mean, we don't play any more ranked 11s, right? We always seem to maybe find somebody we can beat that we shouldn't. Confidence, even after the loss the other day, should be pumped up this week. But I tell you one thing, you got to take that special teams unit out behind the woodshed. Come on, Casey Teagarden. I mean, this has been flat deplorable. Noon kick on Saturday. Weather looks to be decent. Big Ten tailgate crew will be here. Our thought for this Tuesday can be applicable to the Hoosiers. Can't reach what's in front of you until you let go of what's behind you. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.